I sit proudly in the chair, my laptop open, eye river at each side, one producing sound, one recording. Now, $1 billion Charlie, watching Linux boot. Preparing to type text for blog. Voice 294-87 SileDell.mp3. To rebalance the scales of justice, Ubuntu lights up. Username Nessun. New space. It's Thursday, June 30. 1:45 a.m. Boston time. 7:45 a.m. here in Italy. New text document. Hi. Here I am in search of a what was that number? I have it right here. Voice 294-87 SileDell.mp3. Huh. Yeah. I have a blog for Terry. His email back to me. Conversation with the norm reversed. It's on my other machine. Microsoft as data source. I think with silence deleted as a tool of creation, that the audio artist should be able to relax. Oh, how delightful. Just realized Terry's message is not on my laptop, but on my BlackBerry. Yet another adventure. Now getting tangled in wires as I remove it from its holster. There it is, ready to go for mail, and I go for it. Now, spin down wheel. Looking for T. Fisher. Oop. Morning blog, here it is. Press track wheel in. Up, open. From William Fisher. Subject, Ray, morning blog, the future. of the Berkman Center. It's okay with me if you want to post the recording. It's honest, accurate, painful. I have no confidentiality concerns with it. I share your hope that the end of the buttonhole is near, that we can restore, scroll down, friendship and trust. Indeed, despite our continued disagreement on many fronts, I feel that a reconciliation process has begun. The initiative to convert the Berkman Center to a university-wide center could be the occasion to continue the reconciliation. Hear his words, or not, depending on how we play it. But after the long talk last night, I'm scroll down, hopeful. The only question I have concerning the recording is whether you yourself want to post it. It's painful, confessional, implicitly accusatory, parenthesis, suggesting that I failed to appreciate the real substance of your talk in Singapore. That's the sort of thing I would want to keep private. But we are very different people in this regard. So my own sense of what I would do if I were in your shoes probably has little relevance. Terry. Charles Nesson wrote, Zag. I'd like to post this, but hesitate if you have objection to all or dagger. Any part, I will edit accordingly. Dagger. http://cyber.law.harvard/edu/eon, the future of the Berkman Center, .mp3, 5min, dagger, 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 over and out. Back then to Linux on my lap. I have a blog for Terry. Tuning back in to Cyberjam flourishes. This morning started with Jacques Cure. What am I longing for? In my ears, with insight coming on that fitness is a way to go. First class has led me on a path that has me asking the question, telling the story, where are we? Where are we going? Who are we? I heard the hum. You heard it. Eric says it's a good idea. I have that on my BlackBerry. Looking for Saltzman. Is there some way to search? I think there's. Do I want to save changes? Auto save. Yes, I do. Yes, but now it distracts me. I must give us a file name. /home/Nesson. File name. Document the program. Okay. Hit save.